Key to antipsychotic drug-induced obesity. Mega Doctor News. By UT Southwestern Medical Center. Newswise, Dallas. An increased concentration of the hormone leptin in fat cells is believed to be responsible for weight gain associated with antipsychotic drugs, according to research led by UT Southwestern Medical Center. The study, published in Science Translational Medicine, used a mouse model to uncover the underlying mechanisms of unwanted metabolic side effects and to test an antibody that might reduce them. Despite the effectiveness of antipsychotic drugs in managing psychiatric conditions, prescriptions such as olanzapine and risperidone can cause patients to add significant weight and in some cases result in diabetes and liver disease. Weight gain affects most patients who start taking these antipsychotic drugs and is a well-established side effect of these interventions. As a result, many individuals become insulin resistant and diabetic. The study implicates leptin as a key driver of these negative metabolic consequences, said Philip Shearer, Ph.D., professor of internal medicine and director of the Touchstone Center for Diabetes Research at UT Southwestern. Patients using antipsychotic drugs experience increased concentrations of circulating leptin released from fat cells before they begin to gain weight. Prior to this study, however, it was not well understood how increased leptin, or hyperleptinemia, was connected to this drug-induced weight gain. While it was historically viewed as a passenger to obesity, meaning levels go up as we gain weight, our data strongly suggest that it is a driver for drug-induced obesity, Dr. Shearer explained. Using a previously tested mouse model, researchers obtained evidence that hyperleptinemia was directly contributing to obesity and issues such as liver fibrosis, insulin resistance, and untimely mammary duct development. Moreover, researchers found that hyperleptinemia increased inflammation, which is considered a main contributor in the development of antipsychotic drug-induced metabolic disorders. Results also indicated that treating mice with a leptin-neutralizing antibody greatly reduced the side effects. Treatment with the antibody led to reduced weight gain, inflammation, and mammary gland development as well as improved glucose tolerance in mice with drug-induced side effects. These key findings provide a path toward improving outcomes for patients in the future. We are working hard to take the leptin-neutralizing antibodies that we have used here into a clinical setting to find out whether the mechanisms defined in rodents also apply to individuals who embark on an antipsychotic treatment regimen, Dr. Shearer noted. Other UTSW researchers who contributed to this study include co-first author Shanggang Zhao, Ph.D., former postdoctoral researcher, and Qian Lin, Ph.D., postdoctoral fellow, both in the Touchstone Center. Joel K. Elmquist, DVM, Ph.D., professor of internal medicine, pharmacology, and psychiatry, director of the Center for Hypothalamic Research, and vice chair of research for internal medicine. Associate professor Chen Liu, Ph.D., Assistant Professors Mei Yun Wang, Ph.D., and Christine M. Kusminski, Ph.D., Instructors Qingcheng Zhu, Ph.D., and Chao Li, Ph.D., and Assistant Instructor Stephen C. Weiler, Ph.D., all of Internal Medicine, Li Li, Ph.D., Postdoctoral Research Fellow at the Center for Hypothalamic Research, Leon Straub, Ph.D., and Jan Berndt Funk, Ph.D., both postdoctoral fellows in the Touchstone Center. Shui Nan Sun, Ph.D., postdoctoral fellow in the O-Lab. And Xiaowei Chen, M.S., senior research associate at the Touchstone Center. Drs. Elmquist and Liu are investigators with the Peter O'Donnell Jr. Brain Institute. Dr. Shearer holds the Gifford O. Touchstone Jr. and Randolph G. Touchstone Distinguished Chair in Diabetes Research and the Touchstone West Distinguished Chair in Diabetes Research. Dr. Elmquist holds the Carl H. Westcott Distinguished Chair in Medical Research and the Macklin Family Distinguished Professorship in Medical Science, in honor of Dr. Roy A. Brinkley. Dr. Zhao holds a Volcker Fund Young Investigator Pilot Award from the Max and Minnie Tomerlin Volcker Fund. This study was funded by grants from the National Institutes of Health, R01DK55758, R01DK099110, RC2DK118620, R01DK127274, R01DK131537, PO1, AGO 51459. RO1, D, K118725. R01, DK 088423. R01, DK 114036. DK 130892. And ROO, AGO 68239. Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas. RP190561. American Heart Association. 23 POST 1019715 and 855170. And funding from the UT Southwestern Nutrition Obesity Research Center under the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases and the National Institutes of Health. P30DK127984.